Chapter 2 Going Home. Well, I guess we're it. Ruyori. 1. Maybe it was an omen. Every new arrival at Paws and Claws gets a fresh name. So on Ranger's second day at the shelter, Adam Latimer and Sue Stanek puzzled over what to call him. Adam was a Paws and Claws employee who bred and trained dogs on the side, and he served as the shelter's general dog expert and pit bull enthusiast in particular. Stanek had been a longtime Corps volunteer who had at one time served on the shelter's board of directors. The shelter had a tradition of naming dogs after staffers and volunteers, so Sue suggested Adam as a name for the newest resident. Adam laughed. He knew that as a matter of policy, all dogs admitted to the shelter were soon neutered. "Well," he said, "I don't think I want a dog out there that has my name and no balls." Besides, Adam preferred a little more mischief in his dog names. He'd dubbed one of the shelter's pit bulls Friendly, so that when people inevitably and continually asked, "Is he friendly?" Adam could say yes without hesitation. Sue nodded. They stood in silence for a few moments, looking at Ranger. "Scottie Pippen is my all-time favorite basketball player. How about Pippen?" "Pippen," Adam said. "He played for the Bulls. We can't name this dog after someone from Chicago." "Well, my favorite player on the Pistons is Rasheed Wallace." "How about Rasheed?" They tossed it around a bit. They liked it, but it didn't really seem to fit the dog. They decided against it. Still, that left.